Blog Talk
Radio. Good evening, everybody.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Good evening, everybody. We got this special show. I heard there was some people that got slaughtered last night at the Thursday night deal at House of Hoof. And as everybody know, Tony Bynes, Primetime, whole crew, did their thing last night. I received a call. They coming to Texas, and they coming to create a massacre. See, if everybody who don't believe them show up in Texas, and if he don't get you in Texas, he gonna get you wherever he see you. And they go for the whole clique. They said people counting them out, and they got some names out there. Just to name a few on the list, as everybody know, he wants Rick, Little Rick, out the Killing Time camp. He wants Don Ye. He wants Tony Thorne when he come to Texas. He said he's going to kill Tony Thorne. He's going to kill Big Jake. He's going to kill Kenny Duke. Anybody here in Texas, grudge car, show up on 29, Tony Bynes going to say he going to create a storm here in Texas, Dallas Raceway, August the 10th. He said when he leave Texas, he going to continue that road until he get to the Great White, which is no other than Cold Killer. And everybody know, Mississippi Joe was sitting out there getting ready to do his thing. And Tony said, Mississippi Joe, after he said Tony killed him, they going to stay in the bushes. So, man, I received an early call. We called this show. Heard some people lost their money. Heard Willie Dog was one of them was out there betting good money against Prime Time. They said it was the first of the month. They told me Willie Dog lost his whole check. That's just what they say. So, I guess if Willie Dog on there, he can come on and tell the story. Without further ado, if we got Tony Boss Bynes on the line. We got Cowboy on the line, Jay Bourne's on the line. We want Tony to come on and let the people know that it ain't over yet. And prime time rule. So Texas, wake up. Man say he be here within the next 8 days. And he killing everything in Texas because he say Texas ain't nothing but sweet. Hey, Texas is sweet. So you guys out there, the 29 G-bodies, he said don't have to be a G-body. Be on 29, and he's going to do something to you. So, that said, Sharon, let's go. See if we got Boss Bynes on there.
What's up, Tommy Dog?
What's up, Tony? They say you on a roll, baby. They say you back. County Chapel, they say you back.
Tommy Dog, I ain't never been nowhere, man. I tried to lock Cold Killer up in Chicago last week. I tried to get him to Jackson last night. The man ducking and dodging me, man. It's just plain truth. I tried to lock him in Jackson last night. The man don't want to come out and play.
You mean to tell me the man got a movie out there, The Great White? Real good movie. Look real impressive. The movie look real good. The man look real good. You telling me the man is dodging?
It was a nice movie and everything. But did you see the end of the movie? You didn't see the end of the movie yet.
Oh, they ain't made the end of the movie, huh?
Yeah, y'all saw the beginning. Wait till the end. Everybody gonna like the end of it. When they say the end of it, that's when you're gonna see the rest of the movie.
Man, I don't know. We we gotta get, I don't know, Cold Killer. He came on and said he's dangerous, so we gotta try to get Cold Killer or somebody from Cold Killer Camp on here.
Grudge Killer ain't the only person got calls in the camp.
Let's call Tony Stone. Let's get Tony Stone on.
Didn't you tell me Donye was coming down there?
Yeah, Donye coming down here.
Call me and look like you mean it right now.
Sure, let's get Donye on the phone. Let's see if we get Donye on the phone. Donye, if you only push the one button,
Hey, what do you say about that, Luma?
Okay, Tracy, while I'm getting Donye on, you do have a couple of hands up. 007. Hey, 007, is that you? 601-3352.
Okay, this is 007. I'm here in the click. I'm here with the prime time click.
I want you to say.
Okay. No, this is 007. I'm opening up mics that have their hands up. Let me get one more. You hear Tony in the background.
Yeah, that's me. I'm trying to get in contact with Donye.
I'm going to see if I can get him, Tony. Give me a second. 954-9321. Who's that?
Yo, what it happened? Crew Chief, what it do?
Okay, Crew Chief, your mic is open.
Hey, I get wires and text messages say, somebody, I got a real gorilla on the phone beating on his chest. I'm just trying to see where he at so I can put this knife on him and hit him in the head, put him in his head, and go see the man about the business.
Well, you got him on here.
Man, I don't know whoever the gorilla is. They say 29 nitrous. Man, what's the problem?
Oh, they're talking about me then. I'm the gorilla. Talking about me.
Hello, this is me. The gorilla. Oh,
yeah,
man, we
I'm the gorilla.
Okay, what's the problem? What the business is, sir? The problem is,
where are we going to meet at and raise at?
Hey, you can get the Kelly line this weekend if you want to.
Well, I can't come to Maryland this weekend. I'm going out of spring.
Oh, okay. Well, what weekend you can get here?
So now?
What weekend can you get here?
I can run y'all to Jackson Thursday night before I go to Texas.
No, we can't get to Jackson Thursday night. We cannot cross the next available
Grudging member is Donye, so I go ahead and lock his ass up. As long as Grudging member, I'm okay. Could be anybody. As long as they're grudging, remember, as long as they got a grudging stick on their car, that's who I want. Get down here on the phone, man. What's wrong? Y'all can get down here on the phone? I know where he going to be at in 2 weeks, another week. You got GPS on him. He said destination is Dallas, Texas. That's where I'm trying to catch him at. You don't know I got a GPS to read the same thing he is on.
So you give a minute, she's trying to get down here now.
Tony, let's answer the phone.
Man, you know Donye working, man. Donye ain't trying to answer that phone, man.
Donye got his own business, man. Man, tomorrow we're going to make that phone. He's trying to get ready. He is the phone. He got his own business. Like, you don't work for nobody.
Today he's working for somebody. You know he's trying to get it home to him.
Man, no, he has a cell phone. They've been having a cell phone. Why ain't one else or not? Well, lock him in for him, Tommy Dog. And who else from Grudge Inc., a member of Grudge Inc. is on the phone now?
A member of Grudge Inc.?
Match the one button. Anybody else a Grudge member, match the one button.
Any of the Grudge Inc. killers out there today?
Match the one button.
Blotted, dotted, man. Any one of them Grudge Inc. killers.
Is this our job on the show, Tommy Dog?
Jay Bond?
Yeah.
Jay Bond, push the one. Jay Bond, push the one. I'm trying. She's
the primary.
I don't know
if Jay Bond is on, but Donye is on.
Okay, Donye, what's up, Donye?
Well, damn, I heard you made some good hits last night, so you're looking for everybody now, huh?
I've been looking for everybody always, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just have to take that easy $15 last night, but we ain't going to talk about that. I want to talk about, they say your GPS say you're going to be in Dallas, Texas next week.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
All right. Are you still a Grudging member?
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. There was two answers I wanted to hear. We're going to lock in 500 on 25 or better, head of 8 Mile Pro Tree. Time to dog response, time we walk in, time we go through the gate, we get $100 to fuck out money. Now, all we need to know is what time we're going to run.
So that's it. Head up, pro tree, 8 miles.
That's right. No rhythm balls, 29.
How you going to make all the rules?
Now, you can get out of this race right now. I'm going to lock in. I'm going to lock in.
29-10-5. That's what
we're
running on.
29-10-5?
Yeah.
But I got 11 files on mine, though, so. But
you got what?
11 files on my car.
Or 29-10-5. You can't make all the rules.
Come on, man. We always got 29 on the car, man.
You know what? Let me tell you something, Tony. I used to run that tire on my car, man. That tire measured 13 inches, man, if you really want to know.
But I ain't want to tell nobody what to do.
I'm going to put the 33s on and run your head up.
We were 29s, man. Don't win the ball.
My 33 is still smaller than them.
We ain't going to argue. I'll put 29-10-5s on the W. Don't you say the lock in. All right. 29-10-5 W's. Head up, 8 mile, pro treat. Don't win the ball. 500 the time we get in the gate, we get a Tommy Dog to $500 on $25.
Okay. We can lock in after I come from Maryland, make sure everything's okay. I don't want to get up to Maryland and hurt nothing, and then, you know, we locked in the race.
Well, can you make it a conditional lock in as long as neither one of y'all break?
Yeah, I mean, we can say as long as I come through the gate. Because if I come through the gate, I'm coming to play.
No. I don't want to lock that in, Tom Dog. If I lock that in, he ain't coming. And that'll be another grudge call. He ain't going to be at your show.
Why would not? We ain't going to do that there.
You ain't going to come, man. You know, Ben, you ain't going to stop me from coming.
You wouldn't stop me from coming. That's exactly what I'm doing. I heard y'all got it right. So now you beating on your chest,
stop
man. Listen here, man.
You're not gonna stop me. Don't do that. I've been trying to run you all year. You know that. I'm trying to run Cold Killer. He beat me. Cold Killer beat me in Michigan, Milan, right? You remember?
He beat me in Milan.
I followed him. Don't think I'm ducking.
Yeah. Now, you know
but
I ain't ducking.
Yeah,
we was locked in.
You had rhythm balls and everything on then, big ties, man. You know I can't do running like that.
Okay, but NCL, wasn't we locked in on the line?
Yeah, but, you know, they messed up the track. But one of them, we're not running on you, right?
So that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
yeah, we're trying to run each other. So ain't nobody ducking nobody. Ain't nobody ducking nobody.
I'm in doubt. Everybody, like I did, I started trying to race. When Cold Killer beat me in Michigan, I met him in Dalton, but it rained us out. We supposed to rain in Rockham. He said he wasn't coming. All the matter, he showed up. Didn't even tell me I want to race. We went to Chicago last week, tried to lock him in 200 on 2,000 Bella. He said that wasn't the right numbers. So I tried to tell him to come to Jackson. We were rough with his numbers. He came to Jackson last night. He wouldn't come. Now, you know I ain't going away to Maryland this week. I'm already supposed to go to Holly Springs. So
right.
I don't know if he's going to Texas or not, but I know you're going to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And if I lock you in and say, we locked in, if you come through the gate, you ain't going to come. I don't want to mess up a Tommy Dog race like that. So I'm trying to explain to you, we lock in regardless. I mean, if you come, if you don't come, you pay
$500. I ain't doing it. I tell you what, call me next Monday. Call me next Monday and we can lock in.
Man, I ain't like Cold Killer. I ain't gonna bet that. We lock in $300. And you know if you break something this weekend, you just lost $300. Me and you,
man,
like
I'm not giving. Listen, man, you're gonna have to work for this money that's coming out of my pocket.
Tommy Dog.
You ain't getting nothing free, man. If you don't understand that, that's crazy. You ain't getting nothing free. Next Monday, when I come back from Maryland, we're going to lock in.
Oh, no. Tommy Dog, you giving me
now,
a
what's
thousand
the problem with that, though?
Tommy Dog,
what's the problem with that?
Tommy Dog, you giving me $1,000 to come out there, right?
Yeah.
Take $300 off of that and lock him in.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
You putting the park out mother up for him.
I don't want him to do that. What's the fuck?
Oh, goddamn. Can't nobody eat that for you now. He's coming down.
Tony.
I'm sorry, man. I don't want to miss up the show call.
Tony.
I want this man in. He's not going to come. Now,
what
I'm
saying is you don't make no sense.
You act like you're here. You be on your tail like you. A common dog going to put a dog up for you. Keep putting the money up for you.
It don't matter, man. Ain't nobody giving Tony Bynes no free money on my behalf, man. If I don't show up.
Oh, man.
You don't understand that? Did you hear what I said, man?
Tommy Dog, if you break your car this weekend, Tommy Dog going to pay you $300. That's what he's trying to say.
No. No,
man.
Man,
I ain't
no man.
This don't make no sense or not. Now, the man that made me change my tires, now I told him, don't walk in $500 because he made me break something. I'm going to drop it down to $300. I know you're going
to
go through $300.
If you're trying to race, man, if you're trying to race, and if you really trying to race, we're going to be in Texas next week, and I'm going to lock you in on Monday. What's the problem, man? I don't understand. What's the problem? We're not running this weekend.
Exactly. What's the problem between Monday and today? I'm trying to get my race locked in, man.
I'm going to Maryland, man. I'm going to Maryland today. I'm leaving for Maryland. I might hurt something. I might wreck the car. Ain't nobody giving you no free money. I work hard for Maryland.
Why you worried about trying to dollar pocket? That man afford
$300.
Because
he worked hard for his too, man.
Oh,
he ain't gonna give no money on my behalf.
I ain't seen nothing like this for in my life. This man worried about coming off $300. God damn, I'm taking $300 off my thousand. I'm bringing three cars out there.
If you really think I ain't coming, man, you crazy.
No, you ain't coming.
You crazy, man.
Because I locked you in $500. I only locked if you come through the gate. You ain't gonna bring your car. You gonna come, but you ain't gonna bring your car.
I ain't gonna come if I don't bring the car.
I seen that movie before.
I'm not even coming if I don't bring the car.
Exactly. I don't want Tommy Dollar mad at me and say, Tony, you scared my man off. I don't want him telling me that. I don't even want that on my car.
Yeah.
That's why I don't
want
to lock in that race. But he told me, all you gotta do right now, you have to worry about me. Sign your resignation papers out of Grudge Inc. and I won't fuck with you.
Man, that ain't gonna never happen. That ain't gonna never happen.
I tell you a few things, get the car faster. If all you gotta do is sign your down your what's your name?
Tony. I can show you better not to tell you. Yeah, okay. I'm going to be looking for you Monday, man.
Wait. Back up. You don't piss me off.
Just remember that.
Who you got locked in this weekend? Up there in Maryland.
What you going to do? Come up there and pay the phone guy?
Damn right. I'm going to come up there and run you up there. I'm going to go up there and run you. Who you got already run? I'm going to run up there.
How you doing? Man, I got Tricky Ricky, Garrett with the truck. We're supposed to run, I don't know if they're going to run, but...
I know you don't know if they ain't going to run, but I'm going to run. I'm just going to worry about how this plane. I'm going to come meet you in Maryland tomorrow. Lock in 500 on 25 or better.
Come on.
Don't just keep
you.
You
think you're
going to
be blown up by next week? You think you're going to be blown up by next week?
Why did you call this man? That's what I like to know. Why did you call this man?
Hey, the man coming to Texas, man, he's looking for action, man. The man's
that man
looking for
Texas. That man finna say I'm coming to Texas. That man finna come to Texas, no more be out there. Now, if I don't come, that man there finna come to Texas, man. That man, he keep talking, I'm gonna give him the bad time.
Knock your ass in, man. Man, be in Maryland. Give me the bad time.
Okay. This is what we're finna lock
in. Don't back up, motherfucker. Don't back up. Lock your ass in, man. Lock your ass in. Come on. 525 or better. For Maryland. Tomorrow.
Stop talking outside of your neck, man. I ain't said no yet. I haven't said no yet, sir. All I'm trying to say, if I get you back tight, gonna be in Texas.
I'm going to be in Texas. I like that. I'm taking it.
That's what I want everybody to know. Now, well, all of a sudden now, you can race now with the back tab. All of a sudden now, with your head up, you all got all these excuses.
I ain't got no excuses then. What excuse did I have? I didn't make no excuses.
Well, you didn't hear not one excuse. Right, we're talking right here in Maryland.
I'm going to be in Maryland. I know it's running
well,
now. So if you're
going to be
here
tomorrow
yeah.
in Maryland.
Yeah. Okay. I'm
going
to take your back time. No, I'm going to take your back time.
No,
like you said,
man. Come on, man.
Now,
no,
you bagging
all
up,
you
man.
Do,
you
see,
bagging
you
up.
You ain't got to be begging for the back time. All you got to do is sign and say you don't want to be begging no more.
You never heard me say I beg. I didn't ask for nothing, man. You offered it, and I'm taking it.
I'm so offered to you. I ain't going to get it to you. But now you got
well.
Goddamn all.
Oh, well, you need to stop talking
right.
out the side of your neck, man.
I'm not talking out my side of my neck.
Yes, you are. You sound good, but you ain't saying nothing.
Okay, top it off. Okay, he said he don't want to run the Gates move head up. He
I never
nice
said
guy.
That.
He
I never
nice
said that.
Guess, he said,
I never said that.
I got to cut the Maryland head up tomorrow. Yeah, I got to cut the Maryland head up. Go straight to Hot Springs, son. You know how much riding that is?
Hey, man, everybody on this phone hear exactly what you're saying, man.
Okay. Thomas Dow, can you get in contact with that little truck that was in Chicago this weekend?
Can you do? Yes,
can
you
do?
You only have to push the one button. Kenny Duke, you on there, push the one button. Let me see if he on here. Sharon, let's see Kenny Duke. Kenny, be on here, push the one button. Let's see.
I don't see him. I will try to get him in the meantime.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Hey, Tony.
212-4667. And
hey,
Whit, your mic is open.
Hey, Tony.
Kenny
Duke. I want to get something straight. Yesterday on the show, Tiger Man said you didn't try to lock them in for $2,000 in Chicago. You tried to run them for $1,000.
Man, I knew damn well I put them up for no $1,000, man. I ain't tell a man to lock in $500 on $2,000. Call Tiger Man. I ain't got to lock. No, I'm telling a man right in his face what I told him. I wouldn't insult that man to try to run for $1,000. Come on, man.
Yeah,
y'all know me better than that now.
That's what Tiger Man said, because I came up, I had a trivia question yesterday that somebody can win $100. And my trivia question was, 2 times 3 equals 5. Now, what do I mean? And what I meant by that was, Cold Killer could have ran you for 2,000. He beat us out of 3,000. That would have been 5,000, what he liked to win. And, that was my trivia question, right? But to type in that, Now, the show before that, Type Man said, yeah, you did try to run them for $2,000.
I know I did.
Now, he came off
better. So, I said $2,000 or better. I don't know who else was going to put what in. But I know it's going to guarantee you I had to come up $2,000 and then everybody else put in. So, $2,000 better.
He said,
no, don't worry about it.
Now, he did say you said that on Tuesday. But now, on Thursday, he said that he put on his kids that you tried to run them for $1,000. And I just wanted to clarify that.
Who is this with?
Yeah, this is me.
I want to bring some up what you brought up the other night, too. Now, I went out there to the shootout. I beat three bad motherfuckers. I beat a badass Mustang, gapped Tony Wright, and cut off the gas, got off the throttle when I beat Savo. You know, Dog ain't said nothing about that all morning. I mean, he put it on the show. He ain't got there put it on the internet or nothing. Every day, he put up a race report. He ain't put that race report up today. Wonder why. Now, if Cold Killer would come down there, if Cold Killer would have been down there, he would have had 5-6 different pages what Cold Killer did and all that stuff. Wonder why he put these two Cold Killers like that, man.
Dog, you on that dog, push the one button. That dog will be finished there. You don't make accusations of that dog like that. That dog will be finished there.
Tell me
why
you feel like that. I don't know. I asked him the other day. Yeah.
Hey, let me get this in straight. Tony, I'm getting tired of you always trying to explain this shit about this. I'm getting tired of this shit. If your bitch ass had got on the radio on the internet, I didn't put the race report out. The reason I don't do the fucking race report is because when you get your asshole blowed out, then you want to get mad and bullshit. That's why I stopped doing race reports, period.
You put
then when you win, you want to get on here.
When we lose, you definitely.
I'm getting tired of you keep on waking me up in your bullshit ass goddamn conversation.
When we lose,
you put the race report. Don't say a fucking thing about me.
Hey, I didn't see nothing on the
grill. Get your bitch ass on there, motherfucker.
You ain't trying to see it.
I'm talking about Tony Bynum getting his ass blowed out in Chicago, man. I didn't see that.
I didn't see that. I didn't see you got trying to blow out in Chicago. I ain't
saying
about it.
No, what I'm saying is
that I got gap. No, I'm pointing that I got gap.
You ain't trying to
that. I put on where you got gap, Tony.
You ain't trying to bet on this.
I said, where did I put you got gap in?
I look on the video when the man said, when
I'm talking on the radio, Tony. You did get motherfucking
you
know gap. Cold killer gap your ass, and I don't give a fuck who don't know it. And if he didn't gap you, it says BET, motherfucking little old bitch ass, saying that you didn't get gap, and he got the video, well, why didn't he put the fucking video up to show that you didn't get gap, goddammit? You
all
got fucking gap by Cold Killer, motherfucker.
When Cold Killer win, we need some money, too. I know Cold Killer gave you money. Cold Killer all got money. I just threw you a little money. We can throw
you a
little
money. What I'm trying to say, though, leave me alone, and I won't bother none of you motherfuckers.
I'm
but when you bring me in, bitch, I will tell
it.
If you got a damn, you tell BET
to
put up
everybody
all your wins. You say you didn't get gap. You said you didn't get gap. BET little bitch ass said you didn't get gap. You said I got it on film. Boss didn't get gap. Yeah. Well, why you don't pay the motherfucker to put that up there, that you didn't get gap? Because
you
didn't get fucking gap.
You ain't made 1 point for all morning, man.
So what
about you? Everybody from Mississippi, Alabama, want to know what happened last night. Everybody waiting on you.
So fuck
it,
you get your bitch ass off the phone and stop acting like a fucking prima donna, motherfucker. You can go back and look that I done posted what happened last night, goddammit. That's your fucking problem. You don't know what the fuck you want to say. Leave me out of this bullshit, and I ain't got no problem with you. But leave me out of this here shit.
Well, you need to put it up earlier, dog. You need to put it up.
I ain't
got to
put a fucking thing up, Tony. Motherfucker, bitch, I don't have to put up a fucking thing. When you get your asshole whooped, then you don't want nobody to put shit up. But soon as you fucking lock up and win a race, then you want everybody to post this shit. Don't try to tell me what the fuck to do. That's why I don't do none of it.
Wit. I ain't never seen dog bet $800 on a race, man. I ain't know things.
You didn't see me back down there. I lost $750. I lost $700 on the race last night. $700.
Yeah,
and I'll
bet
in the fucking game.
I ain't seen y'all bet $700 against Gangsta Boo 2 in life. I may want to do it the most. I may want to bet with Gangsta the most. I told Jamie, I said, Jamie, dog ain't been that kind of money. Dog got some on the phone betting that money. Man, dog just saying he been himself. Somebody else giving dog no pay to bet. Dog don't bet money like that. Dog don't bet money like that. That was all car. But no goddamn way he even bet with those Sabo and Tony Wright and all them. I don't believe it. I don't want to find out who gave dog the permission to bet that money for his last thing I do. But dog ain't bet it. Dog never bet. Everybody knows dog don't bet money like that, man. I'm gonna find out who it was. The problem is, or either Cold Killer, or Feetball, or somebody $10 to bet it for him. Because dog lost that money itself. That was not dog money.
Tony, you got dog on the phone now. Won't you? Like I told you, if you leave me alone, I won't say nothing about you. If you want to know who's betting that money, ask me. I'm on this motherfucking phone. Ask me if you want to know.
I'm not drawing on you, dog. I'm just saying.
I'm saying leave me out of your conversations. Leave me out of your conversations, and I'll leave you out of mine. Now, if you want to tell the truth, you tell me to you when I didn't beat a bad Mustang. You're a motherfucking liar. The first round you won, that goddamn Mustang didn't have no nitrous, and his motherfucking transmission didn't work. The man rolled out of the goddamn track.
His nitrous didn't come on. That's his problem.
Right there, tell you, don't come in there. Oh, I beat a bad Mustang in the first round. You don't even know what the fucking man's name is.
I'm talking about Tony Wright Mustang, man. So you got to call that Mustang fast.
Goddamn truth and quit fooling motherfucking people, Tony. You be the motherfucker don't nobody on this phone know. Don't nab bitch on this motherfucking phone know. Pull your duty out there and beat that damn Mustang and beat the first round.
Be honest. Dog is not giving me no credit. You mean to tell me Tony Wright and Keith Sabo ain't fast?
Hold on a minute. Did I say anything about either one of them? I said when you came when the first thing came out your mouth when you got on this show was I beat a badass Mustang in the first round. I didn't say that about the rest of it because I'm not going to get a race report on you because when you get your ass whooped, you can't stand the race report. But when you win, you want me to do a race report. So
no,
make your fucking mind up what the hell you want to do.
I ain't get mad when you said Cold Killer got me.
Cold Killer didn't got your motherfucking ass. That's been 2 months
Cold
ago.
Cold Killer ain't got me with a damn, sir.
Hey, hold on, Tony.
Yeah.
You was asking for a dude because you coming up here next week, and we got Kenny Duke on here. You was asking for Kenny Duke. Tony Brown, you asked for Kenny Duke. The dude was in Morocco with the little truck. Kenny Duke's on the phone. Tony, you want to holler at him?
Kenny Duke.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
What's up, boss? They said you got a big block. They said you got a big block. I don't know if it's true or not. They said you got a big block. They said you got 29s, and they said you got Willie Boss. Is that true?
Yes, sir. But it ain't a chair.
All right.
Car.
All right.
This is what I want you to do. Keep your wheel bars on. Keep your truck on. How you want to run your truck? I'm trying to run your head up. I'm leaving my wheel bars here in Georgia. Head up. I don't want you to give me nothing. I'm trying to run your head up. I don't want you to give me nothing.
In what?
Gangster Blue 2. No wheel bars 29.
I don't run chassis cars. I done told you that. I don't do that.
I don't know why you say my car is a chassis car, because you ain't never looked up under my car, but I don't have a chassis car, sir.
Really?
Moneymaker,
I was out there.
Moneymaker.
I looked at it.
So, old words, if I made Moneymaker, will you run Moneymaker head up?
No. That's chassis car, too.
Okay. Don't even call this man no more, because this man here come with excuses. Everybody, Donnie, Kenny Duke, everybody come with excuses out the damn race.
Let me ask you something. Y'all going to bitch and moan about some wheelie bars, and y'all going to bring a chassis car to race a back end?
Look here, son. Hold on. I don't have a chassis car. I got a grudge car.
Do you want to bet on that? You want to bet? I'll bet you 500 that Gangster Boot 2 is a chassis car.
Look here, son. You keep that little piss ass $500, man. I don't need your $500. You need it. I don't need no $500. It ain't worth you me showing you $500. Up under my car for $500. I don't need $500 that bad. Bet $5,000 you want to look up under the hood. Bet $5,000 you want to look up under the hood and see if the chest car or not. Bet $5,000.
You guys are fucking humorous because y'all want to bitch and moan about somebody's fucking wheelie bars.
Y'all goddamn up in Texas. They like y'all so bad and bullshit.
So you're
goddamn when you're cutting racing. We race ETs, man. We raise ETs.
Now, what you got in your truck,
I don't care what you got. You could have a poor mod truck. But that same old sorry ass truck you had down there in goddamn Chicago, I'll do you
hurt.
Hey,
you ain't got to get all fired up. It's truth. Race me with Dillinger.
This should be against the law. The Illinois State Patrol should pull you over and lock you up and bring a slow ass car that far from Texas.
Bumper to the back. Tony, do you have
a stock frame on your car?
Tony?
I got a aftermarket back half frame on the front of the car. The car is still heavy. The mother got excuses. We just see what I'm telling you. I just got the truck. I asked him to race. His truck is lighter than my car. So what the fuck difference will it make?
Hey, you got an aftermarket back half. Hey, where can I get one of them from, Tony? I say I need one, too.
Tony,
all you
got
to go to
It's Kenny Duke. He's got fucking pullovers on the front. It's round two from the front to back. I looked at it myself.
You ain't looked at my car, man. You ain't come around my car, man. I wish I would have caught you up under my car. That's what I wish I would have did.
Hey, what's that going to matter?
I wish I would have caught you up under my car.
Hey, dude.
I wish I would have caught you up under my car. It ain't no threat. It's a promise. I wish I would have caught you up under my car. Ain't no doubt about it. Look at the car. Up on top of the car. If I kept the bitch up under my goddamn car, they ain't really going to stay. Watch what I tell you. I don't care if it's President Obama. Let me get his ass up in my goddamn car. Put that on record. I don't look up on the man's car. I don't look at his motor. You tell me, look at his motor. I don't look at man's hood, look at his motor. I don't do that. That shit you don't do. Everybody know you don't do that. The grudge race. You don't do shit like that.
Okay. So basically,
you don't want to race a man. If you don't want to race a man, just don't race a man. But don't, I don't want to go looking up on your hood while you in the stage lane, looking up on your hood and shit like that. That's wrong. You don't do shit like that, man. We don't do shit like that on the East Coast. A lot of y'all do it over there.
Well, I guess they're not as smart as those guys down here.
Oh, no. Well, you got smart motherfuckers. Don't be looking up on the motherfucker car. I know a motherfucker looking up on the man car, and he called him looking up on the keep his head up on the transmission.
Are you bringing Dillinger? Are you bringing Dillinger?
Don't I?
Are you bringing Dillinger?
Why I got to bring five cars and can't get arrested one? That's what I can't understand. Why should I got to bring five cars and can't bring arrested one? I got all three people this morning, and everybody got excuses out of the race.
And why don't you bring the car everybody want to run then? That makes sense to me.
Why don't y'all run? I'm coming to y'all home state. If y'all don't come to Georgia, y'all tell me what you're bringing. Y'all want me to haul six cars right there so y'all can pick the car y'all want to race, man. That don't make no fucking sense, man. It don't make no fucking sense, man. This is pitiful, man. I'm bringing Gangsta Boo 2, okay. What do you got you want to run Gangsta Boo 2 with? You want to run with the truck? Hello? Talk to dog. You got me on mute.
You ain't on mute.
Go ahead. Oh. I don't hear nobody talking. Come on, got everybody else on mute then.
No, they not on mute. There's a lot of them on here.
I'll come on and say something. Tony, I got a whole lot of calls last night that you were kicking ass and taking names. So I guess we got to give you the props for doing what you do. And I want to make sure that everybody know that you've been promising me that you were going to tear Cold Killer ass up. And I want to know if that promise feel good.
Continuously.
So at this point, is there anybody that the Gangsta Boo 2 scared to damn lock in? Do I need to go down a list?
I got a list right here.
Okay.
Lethal Weapon, Lil Rick, Big Ball, Cold Killer, Kanye, anybody, Lottie Dottie, head up. I won't get nothing from nobody. Now, that's the list. Now, I've been trying to run Cold Killer since I ran him in Mile, and everybody know we ran him out of dog, and I was up there with my car. I tried to run in Chicago last week, he wouldn't run. I tried to come to Jackson this Thursday, he wouldn't come. Now, I tried to run down here, he come with all kinds of excuses, but I don't want to raise the one. There ain't want nobody to put up the money for him.
Hey, now, what excuse did I have, Tony? Now, there you go. What excuse did I have?
You might hurt something.
Come on, man. Why would I give you some free money?
Tony Thorne's on here right now. He got him locked in. Tony Thorne got him locked in.
Well, let me ask you, Tony Thorne, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
All right, I got a question for you. I'll let you know while everybody's on the line. Is there any concern in your mind about racing against the Bluetooth?
No.
So
all you can do is beat me. Look, you're going to win or you're going to lose. I think you're going to lose. I've been watching that shit run down the track, and don't look that fast to me.
Now, and just so that everybody know, you are the Grudge Racer of the Year from Texas, running against the Grudge Racer, the National Grudge Racer of the Year. And Tony Bynes, prime time, don't make no fear in your heart?
No.
Hell no.
Not one bit.
There ain't a race right here in Grudge Racing,
in my heart. That light turns green. We'll see which one comes on at the end when we get there.
Tony, you saying it? I don't know, Tony. Tony.
Yeah, huh?
You are confident, Tony, that you're going to beat that you're going to beat him.
I'm going to
talk to him.
I'm going to be in it.
I must be pretty confident I can give him a race.
Tony, anybody who got no 29 no wheelie balls, I ain't too worried about. Now, I'm trying to run these other. I'm trying to see. I ran three times last night. I ran a shootout last night. I come off the trailer. Everybody been a test pass. I didn't even take no test pass. I come off the trailer and got in the shootout. Now, I ran three times last night. So I said, I can come to Texas. I can run three times. I got Tony Thorne locked in. I'm not going to test out in Texas neither. I got Tony Thorne locked in. I'm trying to lock in Johnny Yates. I'm trying to lock in somebody else, that truck, or either a cornbread or somebody, anybody. I can get three runs against the bull, I think, out there.
Well, Tony, you're going to lock me in Monday, man. I'm going to lock you in Monday.
Why wouldn't I lock you in?
Nothing off. Y'all said you won the race. I'll do 500 on 1,000. That's
5,000. What's the name of your car?
I'm racing Nightmare at 9. I'll race y'all at. I've got two more races I'm locking in. I'm not locking anything in with Tony Thorne. I'm scared of Tony Thorne. I don't want no part of Tony Thorne. I'm staying on talk show. I'll race anybody but anything from Tony Thorne's camp. I've said it
okay.
on talk show.
What's the name?
Y'all want to race? Lock it in. I ain't on here to argue. You want to do it? Lock it in.
Okay, I'll ask you a question. You're right. That's right. I can't beat that. What name of your car is?
It's C-Town Tony's car.
I don't know the car. I can't lock that in if I don't know it.
Well, y'all around here saying you'd lock anything in from Texas.
You say you can't outrun Tony Thorne.
I just said it, didn't I?
Have you ran Tony Thorne before? And it's Camaro.
Tony Thorne's on the phone right now. Ask him. I'm scared of him. And you got to lock in with me.
No, I don't know how y'all ran before, though.
We made two passes down the track. That's even better for you.
Okay, this is what you do. I tell you what. What color your car is? I want you switching cars up on me.
It's black.
Black Camaro.
You ain't gonna find it. You ain't gonna find it nowhere.
I'm trying to find it. I'm just saying. I want you switching up on me. You got a black Camaro. What's your name is? Say.
It's not. It's a Chevy 2, and it'll have the Texas Beast on it.
Okay, I tell you what to do. Keep your wheelie bars and big tires on, just give me the back tire. I've got small tires and no wheelie bars.
And I ain't giving anything, 500 on the
tire. I can't run you like that, man. I don't know the car. I'm just gambling with the same car. I don't care what you got.
Did you lock it in with Tony Thorne?
I seen Tony Thorne car.
You locked it in with him?
Yeah, we locked it in with him.
I'm scared of him.
You could be not wearing a red Tony Thorne, y'all might not be getting along. But that ain't got nothing to do with you think you can't beat him.
All right, well, back up.
You're right. I'm just showing everybody what big gahumas I got. I'm locking you in here, though.
We can even do 250 and 1,000. That way, if you change your mind,
right.
You're only out 250. How about that?
250 on 1,000 barrel. At least I got to have lane choice.
I don't give a shit about lane choice.
Okay, good. Alright, tell me, dog, lock this in. This man got a Nova with big tires on it, wheel bars on it, head up with gangster boots too. And we locked in 250 on 1,000 of them.
I agree.
I got you.
You got that? Yeah, we got to at least run by, you know, at least by 9 o'clock, something like that. By 9:30.
On here, I got 3 or 4 more I'm trying to lock in. Is that a done deal?
Well, that's a done deal.
250 on 1,000 by 9:30.
We're going to have a couple on the show Tuesday night. Cornbread, Slack, X430, Debo, all of them. They've been taking my balls. I've been getting my box passed on the show for the last week. I'm fucking sick of it. I want to run. Throw some fucking balls. Get beside me lane. I will not run anybody from Tony Thorne's camp. I'm saying it right. When that time comes, I will call Tony personally and we'll set something up by ourselves.
I'm going to run some Tony Thorne's camp. I'm going to run some of your camp. I'm going to beat both of y'all and bring y'all together.
Well, that's fine. Good luck.
All right, Tommy Dog. Now, I got one more race. I'm going to put it on the back, bro. Like, I'm going to run it 3 times. I got one more race. I'm going to put it on the back and try to get Donnie out. I'm going to save a spot for him. But I hate to say he's going to come.
Save me that spot.
Save Donnie that spot. Because Donnie will get if he come, he's going to want to run around about 1 o'clock that night and wait on the track and stuff. But I just want to get him early.
Hey, Tony. We around here, we be done at 10 o'clock, so we get out in early, man.
Gotcha, okay.
Butler boy,
y'all don't run into the middle of the night.
Hold on, Butler boy,
I'm going to run every time in Tony Thorne's camp. I don't give a damn if it's a wheelchair. I ain't scared to run. I'll tell you one thing, Tony Thorne. You ain't got to put nothing else on the internet, brother. No more to the tent, because I will be able to bust you in your fucking ass.
Tony Thorne,
you ain't got to play no more keyboard games.
You finished talking? Lock in 2,500 on 5,000 right now.
I tell you what I do, Lord. I would lock in 10,000 if you don't be out about no conventional head and motor. You ain't fucking scaring me.
That's what I thought.
I tell you what. I'll lock your ass in for $10,000 right now if it don't have to be a conventional headed motor.
Yeah, you can lock in anything you want with a fucking pro mod car, can't you?
Don't put me on the fucking spot.
Put whatever motor you want in it and lock in with a jackal.
Man, I want to lock in with that goddamn Mustang.
Lock in with a jackal. Put whatever motor you want in that Mustang. You've been testing that Mustang
5 days a week at Denton for 2 fucking months. Changing shit. Now you want to come out here and stick your fucking chest out?
You got on this talk show and said you'll run anything out of Tony Porn's camp.
I'm going to run every fucking thing you got.
But you don't want to lock in nothing. You don't want to lock in nothing. Y'all a bunch of test queens.
You told me I had to have a convention of Eddie Moore to race you. Didn't you tell me that?
That's right, in that chassis car.
Okay,
you
then.
All right,
then.
And
I'm not going to race you for $10,000 with no limo motor. I didn't say race me for $10,000.
I said
you can put anything you want. Hey, I tell you this. Once you go borrow a Jekka motor, and we'll do it for $10,000. Do that.
Do what?
Go borrow a Jekka motor, and we'll race for $10,000.
I don't need a bar jack with motor. Hell, I just bar his fucking car.
Man, you've been fucking changing shit for the last goddamn 45 days, man.
Ain't no goddamn. Hey, do you want a grudge race or you just want to get on here and talk shit?
I just told you I'll be there on the 10th of Bush Hill.
Speak up. If you don't
be there on the 10th of Bush Hill.
If you don't want to grudge, you don't want to lie.
I
will
be there on the 10th of
Bush
your ass, Tony. I will be there on the 10th of Bush your ass. So don't wake up out of your crazy dreams getting on the keyboard at 11, 12, and 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling you, in the whole fucking grudge world, I'm coming at a bus at Mustang and your fucking black Camaro in the ass on the tent.
Lock it in. Lock it in.
Nah, you ain't even got fucking oil pressure with the black car. The fuck you talking about? Black so mean.
Lock it in. You don't know
you
what
got
the
no
black car you got.
You just told me you didn't want to lock nothing in because you didn't know if you had pistols left when you got through with Tony.
I'm already locked in with Gangsta Blue with a black car. I'm going to run him
you
first.
You told me you didn't
want to
lock
nothing in. Now, if you want to lock in with this Mustang, then lock in. If not, sit down. Sit down or what?
So what you want to lock in?
Wants to race.
But what you want to lock in?
I already got the Cowboy locked in with two cars that he can't even beat, and y'all been running from Cowboy all year long.
Hey, that car coming. It's hurt right now. It's coming.
It hurt. The Barnard crew is going to make you retire, Tony.
When they get through with your ass, you're going to wish yourself even came to the fucking track.
Well, sit down over and you get ready to lock in some money. I don't care if you lock in $100 or $25. But, you know, if you want to run these chassis cars, go buy you a goddamn back cap car like all the other
man,
people.
Man, we got two or three
back ass
cars. We got two or three back ass cars.
Put your money in that car.
Hey, look at him. When that black Camaro born on car get ready, you got every back ass race every fucking day of the week you want.
What year? Hell, I'm 50 years old now.
That's right. We're going to retire you before you turn 51. We're going to retire you from racing before you turn 51.
You ain't never going to retire, man.
We're going to retire.
Hey,
you going to be sitting there calling us?
Y'all going to lock in your car against this Mustang?
We like 1,000 on 2,500 better.
What time y'all on 25 or better?
What time y'all on 25 or better?
Ten o'clock.
What time?
10 o'clock.
Fine with me.
10 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
1,000 on 25 bill. Okay, flip the lane, right?
Huh? Poultry, cross center line. You already know NHR rules.
Okay.
Flip the lanes.
Okay. 1,000 on 25 bill.
Thank you.
Right,
that's all you had to do.
Okay, that's a lot. Y'all lock.
Okay, anybody else? Anybody else? A whole lot of people out here. Now, anybody else? Call your man that coming. August 10th, Dallas Raceway is going to be going down. Man, we've got a lot of people out here. Who else you looking for? If you're looking for races.
Can y'all get Greg Green on there?
Who?
Green.
Green? Who was that said again?
Greg Green with Chevy 2.
I can't say his name, Tony.
I'll get him Tuesday night on the show.
Okay.
Hey,
Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead, Donnie. Go ahead, Donnie.
Is old Ben Laden car running?
Ben Laden, I don't think his car's running. He might be with somebody. Ben Laden, you only push one button.
Anybody from Texas want to run August 10th? Somebody's got to come out there and push the one button and say something. Go ahead. If anybody knows that Drexel, they called me on the phone. Some people called me on the phone last week. Drexel's got a Nova, and I'd like to lock in with him, and I'd like to lock in with old Horse and Alley Cat.
Horse, you only have to push the one button. Okay, Horace, I don't know if he's out here or not. Dion, if you don't hear Dion, push the one button. They was asking about you earlier, Dion. Somebody asked about Dion, if you don't hear, push the one button. Fly not here. Hey, Tony, they ain't pushing one button, Tony. I didn't see Dion. I don't see Horace. He didn't push the one button, but I don't know. Anybody else? Who you got? Tony, anybody else? Anybody else want somebody else that's on here while we on the line? Tony Bynes is talking big right now, so he's locking in. So I guess he looked pretty good last night. And a lot of people getting quiet. I guess y'all put something out there so the whole world gonna know about it. Oh, the weekend is up, so maybe he'll get what he want with Cold Killer down the line or whatever. Cold Killer on here pushing one button. Let's see if we can get Cold Killer on here. Oh, he did talk pretty heavy about Cold Killer. Cold Killer got a killer video out there on the internet right now. Sharon, see if we get a Cold Killer on here. Jay Bond, see if we get Cold Killer. That Tony hollered at him, so he wanted to just read all this stuff. So Cold Killer was on the show. And Tight Man, push one button if you on here, Tight Man. Tight Man was talking real tough last night. And on BET show. So Tight Man, if you on here, push the one button too. And we'll let Tony talk to y'all since you talked for that camp too. Jerry, not seeking we get Tiny Man. I called him a while ago. Tony, you see that, all right?
I'm here.
Tony Bond, you see that?
Tony Bond dropped off. I do not have Cold Killer's new number.
Okay, Jay Bond got it. Okay,
and
Tony Thorne
just dropped off.
Okay, well, hey, we were just going to skip the show for an hour. We're coming up on that hour right now, man. Just to let everybody know how things are shaping up. August the 10th, Atomic Dog showing up racing in Grudge Jeans. Going to put on a great show down in Dallas Raceway. Any racers and fans out there that could make it, we appreciate you making it. Still be a good show. A lot of action going on. Things are heating up as we speak. Things are going to continue to heat up this weekend. They got a show going on. We got a show going on this weekend. So does they got one up in Maryland. And I think it's one of famous thinking. And, yeah, Mississippi, that's Wish, though. It's going to be some good shows, man, and we hope everybody be safe and have fun and do your thing, man. But,
man,
hey,
don't
I
make
think
I'm doing
just,
better at New Wave.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
So, if anybody else ain't got no more call out, man, we're gonna call this on the day for right now, man. We hope to see y'all August the 10th at Dallas Raceway. Anybody got any last things they wanna say? We can do some final comments, Sharon. Now we're going to get out of here and we're going to close it out.
Man.
Go ahead and do final comments before we get out of here.
Do you want me to try to get Okay, somebody. Pro Stock Joe just text me Coke Hill's number. Do you want me to get him on?
Tony, did you get Tony Thorne back on? Yeah, get him on quick. We get Tony Thorne and Tony Vine back on here. Get Tony Vine and we get Coke Hill on. Let them go and say it. Hold on.
Okay, let me see if I can get Tony. Let me see if I can get Coke Hill first. Hold on. I'm just going to, since nobody's talking, I'm just going to dial. You'll hear the dial, so.
Okay, we're going to dial
right now. You'll hear it ringing. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on.
Anybody got anything else they want to say? Somebody want to call out?
One thing you might want to let them know, Trusty.
Go ahead. Hold on, somebody speak. Go ahead.
Hey, this is 007. I'll just get the mic to say, man, that we got a big show after your show. Primetime is leaving from Texas, coming back to Mississippi to a little track called Junkyard Gadget.
Uh-huh.
And Big Wilson is putting on a show there. So all the guys that's leaving from your race, 901 Bad Boy, Primetime and they click, some of the boys out of Holly Springs, some of the guys out of Georgia, we're coming back to Mississippi. So if you don't get the Primetime click over in Texas, they also will be stopping in Mississippi down here at a small little track called Junkyard Speedway here in Mississippi. I know you was sending shouts out to everybody who's having races next week, and those guys are having a race here in Mississippi. And 007 is from Mississippi, so I'm trying to pump up Mississippi just as well as any other state, man. We welcome all the racers and anybody here in Mississippi, and we also got a bounty on Gadget head for $1,000, anybody on 29-inch regular tires at that race. I think Tony is stepping up running him with the Dillinger at that particular race. He also got a 28-inch shootout at that race, too. Free entries that they're giving away $1,000.
We're going to
get your race in Texas.
Okay.
Putting that out there on the mic, you know, with everybody that, you know, coming back home, if they're coming through Mississippi, they may want to stop, and we're going to put on a show for the Grudge World, too. I appreciate that, Tommy Dowell. You let me speak.
Okay, man, good. No problem, man. People got to support them shows, get out there, make action, and support everybody.
Pro Stock Joe and Coke Killer, your mics are open.
What's up, AD?
What's happening?
Killer, Big Ken, the rest of you fellas. What's going on?
Hey, Sharon, did you get Tony Bond back on? What's up, Cole Killer?
I'm trying to get Tony Bond right now.
Hold on. Cole Killer, what's going on, Cole Killer? You gotta stir it up out there. You know what happened?
I just got a call. Say, somebody want to talk to me, so.
Well, they're gonna wait to get him on until he get on here. We got one of the other Primetime camp members on here, Cowboy. We get Tony back on here, Cowboy. You want to say something, to Cole Killer? Cowboy.
Yes, sir.
You want to say something to Cole Killer till we get Tony on here?
No, get Tony back on here right now. I'm doing so right now. I'll get back on in a minute.
Okay, so you're trying to get Tony on right now.
Cole Killer, this 007 here, I'll speak a little bit for Tony. God damn it. Shit.
Put up the hoop.
Tony got that thing. This 007, man, was a little red S10. I don't retire the truck, but shit. If they push me, I'll bring it back out. You know what I mean? But Tony said he got that thing right. You know, he's gonna get with you and try to meet up and see if y'all can go ahead and sell this thing. With who got the baddest 29-inch tire car?
Okay,
yeah,
I ain't got no problem. But Cole Killer,
you know,
what up? Cole Killer,
get it now.
under the advice of counsel, I would advise you not to tell nobody. I advise nobody tell nobody where you're going to be at, because them damn some animal rights people is looking for your ass for killing something. They want your ass.
Well, I'm going to say this here. It's a bunch of seals out there I'm looking for. I'm gonna go ahead and kill a whole bunch of little seals out there. So they have before. They gonna get it now.
Part of them animal rights. Well, listen, man, they mad about Snuffy though. You can kill all the seals you want. Now the other seals you don't kill, the one in South Carolina, the one in Michigan, that was all right. But when you killed that last one, them animal rights people was going crazy. Couldn't kill no one in Indiana. You know Indiana is a red state.
Well. All I can say is this. Ask for it, so what I'm supposed to do. What I'm supposed to do. And it was convenient, you know what I'm saying? We were in the same place, same time. So, you know, he was in the same ward that I was in.
Yeah.
I ain't have to go jump out of the water and go nowhere else. He was in the same ward I was in, so.
For Cold Killer, I was just trying to give you the advice. I talked to the lawyer called me because he couldn't get in touch with you. He told me to tell you that. Tony Mines is up there or what?
Hey, Tony Mines. Go ahead. Hey, this Fred, man, one time. I just want to let you know, extend the. The show Monday morning, the devil fucking show. Y'all can get on there.
Somebody's got a lot of background noise.
It probably was me. I was in the grocery store. But I'm not that.
The same number
ahead,
of time y'all can get on Monday morning at 11 o'clock. All locked in races with Atomic Dog Show on the Bread Man One Time Show. I just want to say y'all doing a good thing. I appreciate y'all locking these races in so we can see some action. This is the Bread Man.
Hey, Tommy Dog.
Okay,
Tommy Dog.
Okay, Bread Man. Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
I'm telling you, tell anybody from Grudge Inc., tell anybody right now, on a serious tip now, dog anybody, whenever you call the prime time name out, don't call prime time name out unless you say Lottie Dottie anybody. Damn,
you
trying to
say
something to Cold
Killer, Tony Bynes? Is you trying to say something to Cold Killer?
Lottie Dottie anybody.
Tony Bynes.
Please say that. Uh-huh.
You looking for me? They called me and said you were looking for me. What's up? I'm on the phone now, sir.
Cold Killer, there ain't no secret. Yeah, that's a secret, man. Everybody know I've been looking for you ever since Chicago, ever since Donovan last week, ever since Jason last night. I've been looking for you. Let me just surprise you. Just heard about this, man. Come on, man. Don't do that.
Tony, don't you do that. Now, you done went out there and won your little shit. I seen your little t-shirt number. Now you want to call. I'll be in Maryland Saturday. Lock it in, bitch. 1,000 miles. Do you know you need to talk to certain people if you're talking about them little pennies? You say you got your car right? You got your car right, right? You feel your car right, right?
And right.
And some fucking bags of money and fucking find out if that bitch for right for real.
Oh, man, you're not go goddamn. I ain't been running for no more. Bro, I might go to 5,000 now. I'm coming up.
That's all you need.
A nickel
will show you if you can fucking get around that fucking goddamn shark.
All right. You go out to Maryland this week. I'm going to Hot Springs. Let's lock in. The first available at 1,000 on 5,000 Bellin at Jake's. Thursday night, head up and flip a lane.
Tony, you lost the race. You don't tell me when it comes to first. I
I came when you wanted to last time.
Hold on.
I went right in this because you said you wanted to run a minute. That's where I went.
But,
well, how come
guess
I can't pick a strike this time?
Because you can't get one yet. You beat me, you can tell me where to come. Next time.
Okay, where you want to run at, Tokyo?
We'll talk Monday.
Everybody want to talk. Donnie ain't want to talk Monday. Everybody want to talk to me Monday. What the fuck wrong with Friday? Friday is payday. What the fuck everybody want to talk to me today? I don't understand.
We'll talk.
Anyway,
we'll, okay, hold on. Let me explain to you so you understand. Okay? We broke something on the car last week in Indiana. We passed it up, the race with them. Okay? The pause came.
Hold on.
Let me finish. The pause came. We haven't fixed the car yet. We're going to go to Maryland because we already got rules and everything to be in Maryland. When we come back from Maryland, we're going to tell the car apart and fix what we got to fix. Hopefully, we ain't told nothing worse than what we think. So once after we know what's going on with the car, then we can go and we can continue it.
But what y'all need? You know, I got a good UPS man, rough UPS. What y'all need? I get to see you overnight. What you need?
We already got the car. We just ain't fixed it yet.
Okay, now, I want y'all ready. I don't want no excuses.
Oh, trust me, we're not coming out there unless we're ready. We're not coming out there half-assed. We're going to make sure the car is perfect when we come racing.
I tell you what I do. I'm going to make a center right there. If you get your car fixed this weekend, and if you run me a Jackson for $25 next Thursday, you got the back side. Are you serious? Next week at $2,500, you got your back tied.
I ain't ready for $2,500 if you give me the break.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, anybody
make a cold killer name, Great White Shark, they need to make a five rack to go.
Hey, don't worry. Y'all got a good movie on the internet tonight, but y'all ain't show the end of it. What did the end show the end?
Tony,
they want
Tony,
like to see the end of the movie.
If you think you so fast, bet the bank.
I'm not saying I'm fast. I'm just saying, your car faster than mine, but I'm going to beat your drive off the street. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. When we going to drive around your ass again?
All right. We'll be driving around me no more, bitch. Let me get out of there like
that.
Hey, sir. You let me know you're out like I did the other time, cut your damn car off. Don't even say that again tonight. If I jump out on you like I did in my cut your car off.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you
if
what.
You
want to
roll
$25
Thursday, you get the back tie.
When you feel like you want to talk a nickel, you call us and we'll let you know.
I'm talking to Nippy. You know what I'm saying? When you get your car ready, you say you know your car right. I ain't got a problem with that.
Okay.
I don't want you to come out there running if the car ain't right. Saturday, when Tight Man told me Saturday, said y'all ain't broke a rock off. I Tight Man what I told him. I said, man, you rock off my car off and fit.
I'm never racing. Tony, let me ask you a question here. You've been trying to get your fix your car for the last 2-3 weeks, right?
My car been fixed, man. I've been trying to run y'all for the last 2-3 weeks. I've been trying to run Joe Killer. He can beat me every week.
You've been real quiet lately. Can we allow you to be quiet? We understand. It ain't no big deal, but now you want to talk today. It's cool. And congratulations on your win last night, sir. Congratulations.
Fine.
Okay.
And I'm just because you said thank you, Cold Killer, I'm going to cut off on you like I did Sable last night, but I ain't going to cut off on you.
I guarantee you won't cut off on you. If you cut off, you're going to be behind. You ain't going to cut off and be in front.
I don't know why y'all scared to run these turbos and superchargers and stuff. I don't care about no super and turbocharger. I cut off on him. Cut off on them. Come on through that. Cut the bike. Y'all like the fella. He said, y'all know what I saw. Y'all say he like the fella at the bleachers when he saw me cut off. He still cut the light off.
I'm glad you got your car together. I'm glad you're satisfied. All I can tell you is this. If you're so satisfied, you just gotta bring the car up a little bit.
Like I say, I'm not gonna bet no more than $5,000 in cars, because he called wake up in the morning with attitude. They may not run, like I say, they might break a rock on, they might do anything. Yeah, they ain't got any cars, so I'm not gonna go to the pull-out.
That's all you need, Tony.
We got the nickel up.
Okay, that's all you need. If y'all come with more than that,
you want that bike cop? You stop there at $25, you get that bike cop there. No matter now.
Tony, we ain't running for no $2,500.
Okay, I got you. Well, here, I got no problem with that either. I ain't got no problem at all, sir. I ain't got no problem at all. Just let me know when you're ready. That's all you got to do.
What?
Let me know when you're ready.
What? We'll be talking probably maybe Tuesday. Hopefully we can get the car apart Monday. Maybe Sunday, depending on how quick we get back Sunday. And we'll see what's going on.
Yes. All right, no problem.
Tommy, so we're supposed to be
at
Texas Friday.
It's going to rain out. I hope it's going to rain this week, man. Please don't let it rain. So, man, I'm raining. I mean, I got to get my cooler clothes. Kids got all these cooler clothes I got to get, man. Please don't let it rain, okay?
Who's calling? Hello? Somebody was calling.
Hello? Yeah, y'all don't need me no more, so I'm trying to get ready to leave out to go to Maryland. Y'all need me no more.
No, too, yeah, man. Look, we're going to close this show out, man. Hey, man, everybody be safe this weekend wherever you're going. Have a good time. Be safe. Make the race that you're going to make. Next weekend, man, everybody that can make it, August the 10th is going down live at Dallas Raceway, Atomic Dog, Showing Up Racing, and Grudge Inc. I know one big race y'all each show guys, Tony Bynes, you and Cold Killer, y'all took it up to Michigan. Boy, I tell you what, be a good thing if y'all can bring it to Texas. Tight Man and Cold Killer, y'all hadn't made it this way yet.
I'm gonna beat her.
Okay, me and Daye, if you don't hurt this weekend, me and him locked in. Me, you got $5 on five on that race.
With Daye?
Yeah.
I'm bet with me.
Hey, Tony, when we lock in, you can put that in the pot, too, man.
Tony, you ain't going to race. You going to have an excuse. You ain't going to show up. I hate something. Dog, we mad at me. Somebody, I didn't.
You see what I just said,
I'm
man?
The reason,
you can put that in the pot, too, man.
I'm the reason Donnie ain't showed up. That was something Dog going to tell me.
I don't know when you think I was ducking you.
I think last time
you was doing the ducking. Well, you was doing the bobbing and weaving.
But after right now, we're not locked in, but we're locked in Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Tony and Donya, y'all are dancing here. Nightmare Cliff. Somebody's got some background noise, and I got a lot of mics open, so it'll take me forever to try to find it. If you're not talking, mute your mic for me. Nightmare Cliff, your mic is open.
Nightmare. Where you at, Nightmare?
Go ahead, Nightmare.
Hey, everybody, listen forward. You're not talking. Hit the mute button.
Hey, Cliff.
Nightmare.
Did he fall?
No, he didn't. Nightmare Cliff, your mic is open.
Nightmare, don't be scared to talk, man, 'cause 20 miles on the line. Nightmare.
Okay, I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I don't scare him off. That's what happened.
That's what happened later. He's going to be here. He locked in with C-Town Tony already, so he's definitely going to be there August 10th, Dallas Raceway. He locked in with C-Town Tony, though.
But y'all can't call Nightmare now. He on the phone.
Yeah, he's trying to get it. Nightmare.
There's nothing I can do to make him answer. He's at the bottom. 214-9098. Nightmare, your mic is open.
Tommy Dawg, I'm sorry, man, for
for making your show bad and make folks don't want to talk, okay? I'm sorry, okay? Can you please accept my apology?
He wants to fight, man. He might be around somewhere where he can't talk, but he was talking Tuesday.
Jimmy, your mic is open. 512-8493. Jimmy, your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, all I can say is the Nightmare's mic is open. He's still on the line. Maybe he switched over. He's going to.
He listen. He don't want to, he don't want to lock in no race. He just want to listen. Dumbass doesn't know
man,
how to mess with him. But
you're scared of all them people, Tony.
Boy,
you
talking. Hey, listen.
Man, they finished saying nothing on the mic.
Listen
to
us, man.
He up the door.
Hey, he's Nightmare.
Nightmare.
There he goes.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Nightmare,
they
tell me you got a
Nightmare. What's going on, Bob?
They tell me you got a bike-half car. They say you got big tires. They say you
we're
got a wooden car.
You.
Say what?
We're looking for diligence. When are you going to bring it out there
diligence,
and get on this
diligence is not coming. They say you got a bike-half car with big tires and wooden balls. I'm going to try you head up against the boot to let you know Texas ain't got nothing for no bike-half cars out here. Now, how much you want to lock in? $500
or what? What now?
With a Malibu, with small tires on, no wheelbars.
Man, we got to see what you got putting on me, man. I got your shit. I don't want
this. Wait. Now, all y'all Texas guys need to y'all showing out now. This man got big tires. This man got wheelbars. This man got a big bar. I got a small tire.
We,
Malibu on this man's head. Somebody got to see what I got. You know the
damn right.
Damn right.
We ain't gonna see that motherfucker.
You need to sell that slow motherfucker if you're so fast. You can't get there on a small block.
I got
a
carburetor,
too. What you want for, man?
I ain't finna let you do it. I just tell you what. Just see what you got.
They'll stop selling carburetors in Texas?
What?
They'll stop selling carburetors in Texas? I'll bring you extra one.
That's all I need for doing. Just bring that motherfucker.
Man, listen to me, man.
Hey, I'm not on that.
I'm not bringing Dillinger, man. How many times have I told you I'm not bringing Dillinger?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I want you to go on record and tell everybody on the radio show, because they ain't going to believe this thing when I put it on the internet. Go on record and say you scared, you got a big tie, back-ass Camaro, whatever you got. And you
I ain't going to talk nothing on you, and I don't know what the fuck I'm racing. I'm going to be at the track. We'll see what you got.
I'm telling you what I got.
I got a long time out of Montana.
What size
tires
you got? Some bitch
might be full
jazz. What size
tires
you got?
It don't matter what size tires I got.
You got 16-33s on your car. And I say at the window,
you put yourself 800 cubic inch motor or something on me, man. I don't know what you got, sir.
I don't know you. I ain't seen your car. Good.
They say you is a duck, so I'm telling you, I don't know if you got a promo car, but they say that Nightmare ain't never but a dud. I'll tell you what I got.
They say you got a back half car with wheelie bars, and if you get out the 550s, it's a mirror.
You'll see what I got. You bring diligence. Lock that sound bitch
in, man. I ain't gonna lock in, man. They say
you got the
back half car, the east side of the Mississippi.
When I see you Saturday, if I snag out and get that motherfucker, I'll lock you in.
Why you can't lock in? You ain't got the CD to lock in.
I'm locking in on Dillinger.
phone dog. I'm mad because you had a realness. You had us wait 5-10 minutes on this man to come to the phone, and this man's on the phone talking. He's scared to run a mouth.
That's because Lana's got to work, man. We on the clock,
goddammit. I'm on the clock. I'm on the clock, too.
You ain't finna stick no clothes on. I ain't seen it. I mean, I can't remember seeing it. You know, I don't know what in the fuck he got. Is it chassis or what? I'm not finna stick no goddamn feet in my mouth. But I know what I'm seeing.
That man scared of the car. That man know my car. He's scared of the name. He's scared of Tony Vann. He don't give a fuck about the damn car. He's scared of the name, man. Man, scared of my name. He ain't scared of the car. He's scared of the name. He don't care about being a child to the damn thing.
Best thing I can do, tell you, goddamn it, we're gonna be there.
Hey, look at man. This is what you do. Pull you some more time on your job and do income, because you ain't going to race. They do income. Get you some more time hours and get your car faster, because you ain't going to race, okay? Don't even waste your time getting off work, talking about coming down at the Dallas driveway, because you're not going to race. Because you scared to run a Malibu. What if I bring my back half car down there? What you going to do then? You can't. If I make my back half car with wheel bars and big tires, what the hell you going to do then? If you can't run a damn Malibu with small tires and no wheel bar, come on, man, you a joke, man. Go back to work.
There you go.
He dropped off.
I'm sorry, Tom's dog, man, making people hang up the phone, man. I'm sorry, okay?
Hold on, he's back.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
What if I bring my backyard car with wheel bars and stuff like that?
Why you leaving
Dylan's
at home? You know a motherfucker
want it. You're right. Look here, man. Dylan's got small tires, no wheel bars. You got big tires. Okay, you ready?
Whatever.
Okay. Okay. Hey, brother, I can't get my other keys off. Nightmare. You crazy as hell.
Yeah.
I'm bluffing you, man. I got a small tire car, and I'm bluffing you, man. You need to go and lock me in, man. Fuck me up.
I ain't gonna lock you in.
You got to be going 520s, man. You got to be going that.
Whatever.
You lock me in. I got small tires, no wheel bars on a Malibu, man. You got to lock me in. And you got big tires, long ass wheel bars, and light ass car. You need to lock me in, man.
I'm gonna put you like that. You're going to be the first motherfucker I come over to the Saturday and speak with you.
Well,
you're
going to
be the first motherfucker I come in to.
If
I say I'm now,
Lock in, $200.
I don't know how to get into rich right now.
Oh,
not on that.
Man, calm it down, man. What do I got to do to get folks to lock in with me, Tom Dog? What do I got to fucking do? Hey, Tony,
I got a quick question for you, man. Why don't Texas boys can keep their big ties and Willie Bars on and I can't?
I don't give a damn
what you put on.
No, I'm talking to Tony.
I don't understand, man. I took my Willie Bars on and put small ties on. They don't want to run me.
But you don't care about the Texas boys keeping them on. Sound like you're picking and choosing a little bit, man.
Yeah, I understand, man. Tell me, once you take your wheels off, every car that down here, you've been to Texas, every car comes to that gate, man, they got wheel bars on. I don't care if it's a 28 car, I don't care if it's a Stop and Smith car, they got wheel bars hanging out the back.
Oh, okay.
Hey, where are you going?
Every car. You got Mustangs, man, with small blocks. You got Mustangs going to 590s and 6-0s got wheel bars on it, man. They believe in wheel bars out there.
Covered little round thing.
And they slow as hell.
Hey,
wheel bars, don't hold them back.
All right, man. Nobody got nothing else. I guess we gonna come on in, let everybody know we be ready to do his thing.
Gangsta Boo too. He gonna be in Texas.
Jody
gonna be there.
Who's that?
Jody gonna be there.
Jody
gonna be there.
Jody locked in. Yeah.
Jody gonna be there, and BoJack gonna be there.
Hey
Tony, what you want to do off the trailer? Hey, is that a quarter mile track? Crazy.
Running quarter mile anyway. I don't care quarter mile.
It's quarter mile track. Yeah.
Man, you run the quarter with the motor car, uh-huh. Won't you? I tell you what I do. You give me the brake, I tie your motor all through the eight. Why, man? I'm running on motor. I got a nice car.
Not yet. I got 28, man.
All right, we ain't gonna talk about that.
All right. Okay, when you hit up, and we in the world. Free car I got.
Not yet. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I do, man. I tell you what, you run motor, let me spray. I'll tell you my free car a bit.
Hell no.
That's good there is, that, man.
I tell you what, give me the break and we're going to go out the back door.
I tell you, head up with the bit and you let me spray and you run motor.
You give me the break, we're going to take it out the back door.
I know what's in there, Tony. All right, then. So I'll run your bit. I spray my little system and you run motor and we run head up. Just a little feature race.
Yeah, we can come right out the trailer and do that. Out the back door, give me the brake.
No, I ain't running back though. I ain't getting a brake anyway if I was running back though.
Oh, well, shit. I don't run today, then. I ain't going to run the whole motor today. I ain't going to do that one.
Think I'm messing with that big block in the quarter, man? Going crazy. All right, Bob, man. I'll come down. I'll see you Monday. We'll be locked down here again, okay?
Okay, man. Hey, appreciate everybody for tuning in. If anybody's got a lock in, they can give me a call. At 512-775-6563. Or look me up on the internet at AtomicDogDragRacing.com. Or look us up on GrudgeInc.us. Or call any show, man. It's going to be going down August the 10th. Atomic Dog showing up racing. And Grudge Inc. going to put on a big one down here in Texas. So everybody get ready. Hey, and make sure you support these shows that's going on this weekend and the other weekend. Everybody, until then, man.
Hold on, Tracy. I know this is only supposed to be an hour, but I got to do this one. Tree Man.
Yeah.
What's up, Tree Man?
What's going on?
Gonna get out of here, man. We just doing the show. What's happening?
I was taking you out trying to find. I thought the show was late on tonight.
I was actually 11 o'clock today. We've been on about an hour, a little over an hour now. Yeah.
Okay then, my bad, my fault. I should have looked at the time and looked better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, man, we're going to get out of here. If nobody got nothing to say, we're going to go and close this show out, man. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. Atomic Dog Show and Grudge Inc. So, hey, y'all, if you can make it for the ones who can't, we haven't been to Texas. Come on down. It's going to be a great show. Hope to see everybody in the house and everybody have a good time this weekend. Until then, y'all stay tuned for the next Grudge Inc. show. Races around the world. So Tony Bonds is talking big. He wanted to come on and let everybody who's on the internet know what's going on. And he said he's back. So, and he's taking that any Grudge Inc. killer. So we know we got to step up and kill the prime time crew. So until then, man, we... Talk to y'all later. Good night.
Tracy, give him the time of your regular show.
Regular show, everybody ought to know around the country that have been on for over a year. For the ones who don't know, it's 7 p.m. Central Time every Tuesday at 646-244-19. Right. I'll tune in. We should go live and be talking about all these locked in races, getting ready for next August the 10th, so hey, tune in on Tuesday. We're going down and see what we got set up. Thank y'all, everybody. Good night.
Texas Geek Trump Boom. Atomic Dog Racing.
Showed Up Race and the Grudge Inc. brings to you the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, Saturday, August 10th, 2013, at Dallas Raceway in Crandall, Texas. Let's get
turned up.
The stage has been set. All out grudge racing.
You heard me?
We got War, Atomic Dog vs. Tree Man, Showed Up vs. Mr. Five Speed, Bang, 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 Bang,
Bang.
Also looking for action, Tony Boss Bynes and the Prime Time Crew, DJ Grant, Chi-Town Beers, C-Town Tony, Kenny Duke. We got HTI Racing vs. Hit Squad of Black Hole, Five Car Lock-In, and more to come.
Hold up, hold up.
We got a 5-0 Index Class, $1,000 winner, a 580 Index Class, $1,000 winner, and a 7-0 Index Class, $500 winner. Let's get
turned up.
For the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, gates open at 12 noon, admission $20, kids 12 under free, spectator side parking free, pit side parking $10. Texas, stand up. Let's get
turned up.
Cause everything's big in Texas. I got my cowboy boots. Let's do some kicking. For more info, call Atomic Dog up at 512-775-6563 or call up Peanut at 214-317-0185. It's your boy Chuck G. Let's get
turned up.
Grudge Inc. and Custom Tees of EC Racing is bringing you After Dark Underground Grudge Racing, Saturday, August 3rd at the Maryland International Raceway in Mechanicsville. Gates open at 1 p.m. and close at 1 a.m. Spectators, After Dark Underground Grudge Racing is hosted by Willie Dawg with music from DJ Jamalot, Grudge Racer, No Time Show, and Grudge Races Priority, 1/8 or a quarter mile. Saturday, August 3rd, Grudge Racers from all over the country are coming to the After Dark Underground Grudge Racing event at the Maryland International Raceway in Maryland. Shouts out to the quarter mile
racers.
Check out these shootouts. Custom crew, no time, extreme back half shootout. $3,000 winner, entry $100, all cars welcome, 8-car minimum. Paradise, no time, import shootout. $3,000 winner, entry $100, all imports welcome, 8-car minimum. JRT Trans, no time, BB conventional head shoot. $2,000 winner, entry $75, door cars only, 8-car minimum. And Nainu, no time, grudge bike shootout. $1,000 winner, bike selected by Nainu, free entry with test and tune card. It all goes down Saturday, August 3rd at the Grudge Inc. and Custom Tees of DC Racing feature After Dark Underground Grudge Racing at the Maryland International Raceway in Mechanicsville. Gates open at 1 p.m. Grudge Racing all day. Admission $20 for spectator. No time bikes and cars $50. Only two shakedown runs guaranteed after 4 p.m. Come before 4 p.m. and get more runs. For more info, call Munster at 202-421-0077 or log on to GrudgeInc.us.